Here. There we go. All righty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Scott McDonald from Body Solid. Scott's got a long tenure with Body Solid as a company. And the reason I wanted to have him on was to talk about a brand that I really love, mainly because not only do they make phenomenal products, but I've been consistently impressed with the little things that Body Solid does with their product line. So, Scott, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Well, Ashton, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Can you give us a little bit of background on your role within the company, how you got started with Body Solid, and then kind of your progression with them?
Sure, sure. I've been with the company about 18 and a half years, and I originally joined the company as the CFO. So I kind of came from the financial side, which is where my career had been before that with a couple of other companies. And very quickly became CEO after about a year, and have been doing that ever since. And my role is, everything rolls downhill. So, but seriously, obviously, my role covers pretty much everything in the company.
Nice, nice. And what was your, so you had a financial services background before that. So what were you doing before you joined Body Solid?
Directly before, I was CFO of a company in the packaging industry and point of purchase display industry, very different, more manufacturing based, but, financially had some of the same characteristics. I actually started out my career many, many eons ago in banking and investment banking, a long, long time ago. Gotcha. But mostly I've been working with operating companies and originally financial roles. And then and always relatively small companies, so that in that role as CFO, you frequently get very involved in operations, which was my case, and was what gave me the ability, the knowledge base to move into the CEO role as I did here.
Awesome. What drew you to Body Solid in the first place? Why'd you join the company?
Well, I was recruited.
Okay, nice.
But if you know anything about the packaging business, particularly the packaging business a long time ago, it's a very brutal commodity-oriented business that, as my old boss used to say, you made money, 1 year out of five. You hope to break even on the other four. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
And coming into a business that had a little bit more upside potential. Obviously, fitness is there's nothing bad about fitness, so it was a good opportunity for me. I liked the people who were at that point in time running the business.
I like it. Can you tell us a little bit about the origins of Body Solid? When did the business start and why, and then kind of how it's gotten to this point?
Sure. And that's really a good story. So the business was originally founded by three gentlemen, Earl Schraberg, Tony Tai, and Steve Cooley. The three of them had all been involved in fitness in some way or another, a little bit of retail, a little bit of sourcing and what have you. In the 80s. And then in 89, or about that time frame, Earl Schraberg operated a company called the Shape Up Shop, which was, we believe, the first specialty fitness retailer in the Chicago area. And for those who don't know that term, that's basically just a smaller retailer that focuses very specifically on fitness. Freedom Fitness would fall into that category, obviously. And Earl had been to one of the trade shows and was kicked out of one of the equipment booths because they didn't want to deal with him in Chicago. So he got together with Steve and Tony and said, what about making our own product line? And that was the inception of Body Solid. That was 1989. So Body Solid was founded in 89 by these three gentlemen. They originally started out with a fairly simple bench. It was actually sourced domestically at a small manufacturer up in Wisconsin. We're based in Chicago, by the way, and have been in the Chicago area since our inception. Very shortly after that, probably a year or two after that, through the ties of one of the three owners at that time, we actually were able to take our product line to Taiwan. and start sourcing in Taiwan. We were one of the first to do that. We took a hit. I think a lot of people were saying it was cheap product and so forth, and we can talk about that in some depth as we get along into this conversation. But we were one of the first to go to Asia to make fitness equipment. And of course, everybody followed us eventually. But from that standpoint, from that point in time, the product line just continued to grow. Early on, it was mostly all strength products, really, ranging anywhere from benches and racks to a variety of different products like the bars and weights and those items. As we got into the later portion of the 90s, we started getting into some more complex strength products like home gyms, products that had cables and things like that, that required a little bit more quality control. We started expanding lightly into some commercial products. And then as we got into the 2000s, I joined in the early part of the 2000s. And what we did during that period of time was really expanded our product line even double or triple fold. We can go in a lot of detail here, but from in the last 20 years, we've developed multiple different product lines. Body Solid is still our best known line, and below that we have Power Line, which is a really good, mostly strength line. Below that we have something called Best Fitness, which is kind of an entry level. So it's kind of a good, better, best. But we also expanded heavily into the commercial side as well. We've got our Pro Club line, as well as Cardio, which is our endurance line. And then finally we've expanded also into a product line called Best Body Solid Tools, which are smaller accessory type items like jump ropes, medicine balls, and what have you. And we have been, we went from probably, 20 or 30 SKUs back in 2000 to probably over 500 or 600 SKUs today.
Wow. Yes. Did you find that the you would just want to expand into different economies of markets for high, mid, and lower tier? Is that why the development for Powerline?
That's a big part of it, but it also had to do with the way all of our selling channels changed. In the early 2000s, e-commerce had not really hit fitness yet. It was just about to begin. There was some mail order fitness before. You'd get ads in like Muscle and Fitness magazines and things like that. But e-commerce had not quite made that much of an impact until probably, 2004, 2005, when it really took off big time. I think 2006 or 7 is when Amazon started getting into fitness, which obviously, it was a game changer for a lot of people. But in those days, the typical distribution for a strength company, for a fitness company, was geographically based. If we had one dealer in Chicago, we would only sell to that dealer in Chicago. We wouldn't sell to other dealers in Chicago. Obviously, when the internet came along, that completely upset that apple cart. And there's kind of two ways to look at it. You can say, okay, I'm going to continue to respect the purely geographical approach and protect my dealers, or I could not protect my dealers and go 100% internet, or I could do something sort of in between, which is what we did. And a lot of our product lines that we developed were designed to protect our bricks and mortar dealers. So like to this day, the Body Solid line, while you'll find it online, it's got a MAP pricing policy. And it's really designed for our dealers to floor and to sell, and if they want, sell online. And then we've got some of the lower product lines, particularly Best Fitness, which is much more designed for the online seller, and very few of our dealers will floor that line. So a lot of it had to do with that. A lot of it had to do with, I think fitness as a whole has gotten a lot more creative and a lot more accommodating of different things. The functional trainers that have been developed over the last 20 or so years are an example of a great product. Need some training to use it, but was not as common, 30 years ago. And then just going back to the original part of your question, absolutely, there's definitely an element of good, better, best. So you've got you know, your fitness, I don't mean this in a negative way, but snobs, you know, who really want, you know, they, you know, they, you know, they, these are the people who really want to have top equipment in their house, maybe even commercial level fitness in their house. And they want it to be, you know, to be, you know, look good, perform good, of course, and everything else. And that's really where our Body Solid and our Pro Clubline lines come in. Powerline, a good example is if you look at Powerline, say a Powerline bench and a Body Solid bench, if you look at them in my showroom right now, right next to each other, you can see the difference. You know, the metal is smaller, you know, smaller gauge. You've got, you know, slightly thinner pads. If you look at them online, you can hardly tell the difference. So Powerline is really a good line to be sold online because it's going to be less expensive. Instead of a lifetime home warranty that the Body Solid product has a 10-year warranty, which is still an excellent warranty. It's just not lifetime. And then the Best Fitness, as I mentioned before, is really an entry-level product for you know, for people who may want a bench and aren't going to use it on a regular basis. The other thing that's nice about a lot of the Best Fitness products is they sell in one box, which makes it a lot easier to ship and so forth across the U.S.
That's really nice. Yeah, I've been super impressed. We've got the Powerline PR1000 rack in here, and I just noticed there's some things which we'll talk about later, which I've been really impressed with, just like little details and things. Even on a basic rack, which I was not expecting at all, it's extremely way sturdier than the basic stuff that we used to carry for us as well. How is other than developing, you know, different lines, you know, with Powerline and Best Fitness, how has the brand evolved over the years? I'll talk a little bit about COVID here in a second, but I'm sure that, you know, as far as the brand is concerned, like, you know, you've got more SKUs now. Is there anything else that Body Solid has done to kind of differentiate itself a little bit more from, say, the competition?
Well, that's a really good question, because a lot of the products that we make and that we sell well are, you know, our traditional bread and butter products that, you know, people are, they need on a regular basis. It's not necessarily the sexiest end of the business, to be honest with you. It's, it's, you know, it's anywhere from, you know, from a bench, we have many, many benches, to dumbbell storage and weight storage. Those are not very sexy, but they're, you know, they're needed products, and people like our products. I think why they like our products and why we're differentiated from the competition is it's looking at the whole package. There are a lot of companies selling similar products, but you have to look at, you know, where, you know, what is the full package. You know, there's the initial development of a product. Is it, you know, how is it developed? Is it made to quality standards? Is quality control adhered to? And then there's the post sale of the product. You know, if you get there and it's missing a nut, hopefully it's not missing a nut if we did our QC right, but, you know, the nut rolls under your bench and you can't find it. You know, are they going to support you by getting you a new piece really quickly? And then a new part. And then secondary to that is, okay, it's a year, it's a 2 years, it's 10 years, or it's 15 years down the road. Is that company still going to be there and be able to support my product? You know, we've got customers who call us up and say, I've had one of your home gyms for 25 years, love your home gym. And by the way, you know, I need a new cable for it. Okay, well, sure, here it comes. And like, okay, how much do I owe you? Nothing. That's part of the warranty, my friend. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about that when they buy a product, and this is not just in fitness, but they just don't think about the, you know, there's the cost and there's the price. Mm-hmm. And the price for an item might be $100, but the cost and the lifetime of it is, you know, is that $100 item going to last, you know, 10 years, and the $150 items is going to last a lifetime. The $100 item, is it going to, you know, you're going to have to, you know, pay for parts down the road that you don't want to, you know, have to deal with. So I think that you know, when you look at that, that is where I think Body Solid does differentiate itself. You know, we have outside my office right now, we've got a fully staffed customer service department that, you know, will answer your call. And if they need to spend an hour with you to help you set up a new product of ours or to answer whatever question you might have, they'll spend an hour with you. Yeah. You know, does the company have the resources to to get you information, you know, to get you, you know, is there a question on the manual? You know, there's a lot of that, what I would consider the full package. And I believe that that is where we differentiate ourselves.
Along those same lines, how in the world have you guys survived so many other fitness manufacturers going in and out of business? I mean, y'all have been in business a long time, relatively speaking. I'm sure there's other companies been around longer, but like, I mean, Body Solid's got quite the reputation, even in the home gym market, particularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just passed 33 years a few months ago. So yeah, we're pretty proud of our longevity. I will say that there's two things. First one is we listen. You know, our product, and I'm sure you're going to ask me more about product development, but you know, our product development process is we listen. You know, we've got two constituencies. One is the dealer, and then it's the dealer's customer, the consumer. And we get feedback from both of those on a regular basis, and we listen very carefully, and we develop products that are going to appeal to both of those constituencies. Hopefully they have very similar desires. But then beyond, you know, beyond listening, I lost my train of thought there, but it's, it's, you know, it's really just, it's doing the little things right. You know, we're all watching the baseball playoffs right now. Well, we aren't in Chicago anymore, but, it may not be for a while the way things are going. But at any rate, you know, the baseball team will say, you know, why are we successful? And most of the times they're not going to say it's because we hit a lot of home runs. It's going to be because we run the bases well. We, you know, execute things like bunts and sacrifices well. We do the little things well. And that's the type of stuff that we try to do. I mean, I think that one of the things that we've seen with some of our competitors who unfortunately are no longer with us, it's interesting because what you'll see is like the first thing you'll see is customer service issues. You know, you'll see quality start developing, you know, quality issues developing in their product line, but then they won't be able to get a phone call back from customer service, or they won't be able to get parts on a timely basis. You know, I say that a little bit, you know, with a grain of salt, because we certainly had some of those issues because of COVID, mostly with getting parts. Overall, I think that it's just doing the little things right.
Yeah. Speaking of COVID, how did y'all fare during COVID? What happened with Body Solid?
Well, you know, the fitness industry would just completely boom during COVID. It's interesting because I don't know that anybody could have predicted it and predicted the kind of demand. Yeah. It was really across the board, but I would say that probably the thing that we could have sold 100 times as many as we did sell if we'd had them were rubber dumbbells.
You know, yeah.
People wanted dumbbell sets, which were just, you know, amazing. You know, things like, you know, home gyms were popular, power racks, did not see as much of a growth as we did. Free weights did not see as much of a growth as we did in, more, you know, functional training and home gyms and things like that. But it was a difficult time. You know, it was a good time. I mean, we had a tremendous amount of volume that came through in a very short period of time, but it was very difficult because it totally upended. You know, we really could not service all of our customers, and we really had to make a decision on which customers were the ones we wanted to service. And you know who you are, yeah. But, you know, we just didn't have enough product to help everybody. Wish we did, but now we're getting back to normal with full inventory levels, which is great. It's a challenge because now we have to, you know, build back some of those relationships that we unfortunately had to, you know, short term, you know, turn down.
Yeah. So from a product development standpoint, which you were referring to earlier, I mean, was there anything coming out of COVID or ways that you did business or innovations in the fitness space that you saw, different product offers that came out of that?
Well, innovation from that standpoint, I think obviously I think that you saw a tremendous amount of growth in the virtual exercise, obviously the Pelotons of the world and things like that. And that's, you know, an obvious fact just because of the fact you had to stay home and you couldn't go to a health club and what have you. You know, I think that that's here to stay regardless of Peloton's difficulties. I think that's more related to their hardware than the quality of the of the product that they offer. And I do believe that connected fitness is going to be a, you know, a big part of the strength industry eventually. There's, you know, that's not really, hasn't been developed in great ability, you know, great, what I would consider a, not to the degree that it's been developed in cardio yet.
Yeah.
But product development was very difficult during that period of time, particularly for us, since our, you know, since our factories are predominantly in Asia. Yeah. And, you know, we were not able to, and still are not able to, conveniently travel there because of COVID restrictions. And so there's been, you know, we've had to do a lot of our product development and quality control through third parties, through videos, through virtual. It's increased the time and the cost of product innovation. You know, where we used to, you know, go there and, you know, review a prototype, go through it in great detail, you know, make changes, et cetera. We now have a prototype shipped to us here, which takes a period of time and costs money. We review it here. Then we have to try to hopefully convey the changes, you know, to our partners and vice versa. And so it just has really added time and money to the process. And that's still with us today. That said, we've still managed to come out with probably, you know, depending on the year, 10 to 20 new items almost every year. Wow. All the way through COVID.
Wow. How are you guys developing new products anyway? I mean, you mentioned earlier, you know, listening's, you know, been key for Body Solid. And I think that really shows in the product line. But is it mainly client feedback, and or are you guys jumping on any sort of trends or anything in the industry? Or is it kind of other ways that you guys are developing that kind of stuff?
Well, yes to everything you said. But let me tell you a little bit about our staffing. You know, we've got a sales team that is relatively small for a company our size, but incredibly deep. You know, goes everywhere from almost, you know, some of them have been with us almost 30 years.
Wow.
I think, you know, we have a few newer folks, but most of them have been with us more than 10 years. Every one of them is a fitness enthusiast, whether they are working out on weights, cardio, both, they know what they're talking about. On top of that, we've got a product engineering team. We've got our customer service team. And we've got all of our customers, both the direct customers, meaning the dealers, and the indirect customers, meaning consumers. And we listen very carefully to that. We pay attention to what's happening in the market. And our process is pretty simple. You know, we get together on a periodic basis, and we throw everything at the wall, and we say, okay, you know, what do we, you know, what do we think we want to do here? You know, what's the latest and greatest? What do we want to do? And, you know, we need something to fill a hole in our product line there. We need, you know, there's an attachment that we want to develop for one of our power racks, whatever it might be. And we, you know, we probably come up in those meetings, we come up with, you know, 50, 60 different ideas. You know, then basically, you know, we leave that table, and myself and our engineering team and some of the other folks kind of distill that down into a manageable list. And then we look at what we want to do, and we go after it.
Nice. Nice. On that, a similar vein, I've been consistently impressed with not only, for people listening that don't know, when Body Solid ships stuff to, I'll just speak for myself. So I've had manufacturers where pallets are insanely damaged. Crating is horrific. The packaging is completely botched, and it makes it very hard to load and unload product, even with forklifts and with all the right tools at your disposal, even with docks. Body Solid hasn't done any of that. Like, their packaging is pristine. It's exactly what you need to unload with all the right tools. And never had a customer complaint about any of the ways in which, like, no parts missing, that kind of thing. How are you guys able to maintain that level of quality while still remaining relatively competitive from a pricing standpoint and having all the issues that you're dealing with COVID, particularly when you're, you know, sourcing a lot of your product from Asia?
I mean, some of these, you know, a lot of it comes down to listening again. I will tell you, there was a period of time when we had a lot of pallet problems. And we were, you know, part of it was a change in our supplier. And basically what we then did is went to a different supplier and said, not only do we want to switch our pallets to you, but we're going to design our own pallets. And so we have, you know, we have very heavy and in some cases awkward, long products. We have to use 90-inch pallets for a good portion of our products because of the guide rods or because it's got a weight bar with it or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And we designed our own 90-inch pallets that would hold up. They were also designed in a way that encourages a forklift driver to pick them up the right way so they don't break.
Yep.
But that, you ask about, how do we get, that's one of those little things. It's a very little thing. How do we lay something out on the pallet? There's a lot of ways you can throw, most of our pallets, particularly for a dealer order, are going to be loaded as much as we can because, most of our freight rates are per pallet. So if it costs us, $200 to ship a pallet to you, you want us to put as much as we can within legal limits onto that pallet. And that's what we do. We can do that, but how do we stack it on there? And then how do we attach it to it? Do we shrink wrap it? Do we band it? Do we a little bit of both? Because all those you're right, they do add cost. But really in the overall scope of thing, those costs, if you spend an extra $2 for a pallet, if you have a little bit more banding and a little bit more plastic on it, that's going to protect the product, then that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It really does pay off. Cause we've had, just other distributors where it'll come, you'll know even before everything's open that there's going to be missing parts somewhere in this product. You're just not sure where, and it's a guessing game of once you ship it out, when you're going to hear back from the client. So the little things. Here's a few things that I've noticed. So power line racks, again, for those listening that don't know about this, are the power line racks that Body Solid has on the safety rods in the back, there's a cotter pin that keeps it from backing out so that when you're lifting, that safety rod will not back out from the holes and completely fail you when you're dropping a heavy load from a squat or a bench or whatever it is. Touch-up paint. Included with, it seems like, every single product that you guys have, which I was not expecting, was incredible. The dumbbell racks, even down to the cheapest one that we got, the three tier, was built way more solidly than any crap you can get on Amazon or anything else that we've ordered to date. Is that on purpose? Like the little just touches, like, oh my goodness, I didn't expect that this was going to be, I didn't see this online. Like, is that something that Body Solid is actively doing as almost like a Five Guys bonus effect with the fries in the bottom of the box?
I think it's just experience. We know what kind of out of the box issues that can happen from a standpoint, for example, touch up paint. A little bit of touch up paint goes a long way towards, if a scratch does develop, or even, quite honestly, just taking it out of the box, somebody might knock something together and get a scratch. Some of the other things like the cotter pin you mentioned, we haven't talked about this yet, but safety is obviously extremely important to us.
Yeah.
And we have a product that could really injure you if you're not careful. And let's face it, the safeties on a power rack, they are very important because if they fall out, if they break, if they bend, you're gonna have an injured person, badly injured. Those little things, may seem like a convenience, but it's really, there's a safety issue there too, of making sure that that the product will not hurt one of our customers. That would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It does make a huge difference for me just from a dealer standpoint, because I'm able to feature those kinds of things and just point out the little differences that make this so much a superior product to any other manufacturer. It makes it really easy.
I think it goes back to what I mentioned earlier. It's the complete package, not the package that the product comes in, but what Body Solid offers to a customer.
Yeah.
In the sense that, we're really trying to, protect you from soup to nuts, whether it's, a minor, blemish or whether it's your safety, and it's not just today when you bought the product, but it's, years from now when you have a problem with the product because it's, whatever. And again, it's the complete package.
Yeah. What over the years has been the most popular product Body Solid sold? You mentioned dumbbells during COVID, but mm-hmm. I'm sure there's something else that usually sells pretty well.
Well, I think it varies a lot from, over trends. Okay. I think back in the, late 90s into the early 2000s, it was home gyms, and then home gyms kind of went out of favor for functional trainers, which are still pretty popular. I think that free weight training got to be very much more popular, probably about the same time kind of CrossFit came up.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of trends out in the market that we end up paralleling. You know, we sold a lot of spin bikes when Peloton was selling a lot of spin bikes. And so there's definitely that element, but it's funny. We have a statement or a saying here, storage always sells. And I think we've got probably the broadest array of products that will store fitness products. Yeah. Everywhere from dumbbell racks to weight trees to bar holders to some of our more interesting recent ones are accessory racks that are designed either for the home, or we have a larger version for commercial that will offer you, multiple ways to get your things like your foam rollers and your resistance tubes and what have you off the ground and in a nice rack, so it's stored nicely. But I would say that the most consistent seller year in, year out would probably be some of our storage products.
Sure. I'm sure it's easy with a lot of these products, particularly for some of your lines to, just make like, I'm sure mentally it's easy to do this. Like, oh, we can just make a knockoff of this, make it cheaper, make it, lighter weight. Like, but I've noticed that you guys seem to intentionally avoid doing that. It seems like that's a business decision on your guys' end, but I mean, how do you avoid, letting that happen? Like just basically just producing low quality knockoffs that other companies seem to really enjoy doing, oh, they've made this, it seems really popular, I'm just going to make 1,000 of these, and they're going to be slightly less thick on the metal and, a little bit more flimsy, but they'll do, it'll be fine.
I think in the long run, that comes back to bite you. I think that, we look at a product and we don't really talk about, certainly we worry about the cost, but that's not the first thing we talk about. The first thing we talk about is what do we want in it and what qualities do we want that product to have? And we may come back and find out that the product is way too expensive for what we're looking at, and we might have to make some compromises. But we're looking at products and trying to make them better, yeah, not cheaper. And I think that in the long run, if you make a cheaper product, that is the type, they fail sometimes. You probably can't offer the same warranty we do on that kind of a product. We've seen a lot of fitness companies come and go over the years. And the ones that usually have problems are the ones that they don't stick around long enough are the ones that, do not make a quality product and do not back it up.
Sure. Sure. I wanted to go into one particular product, and if you don't know the answer to this, that's totally fine. But one of the products I've been consistently impressed with is the R300 rower. Yeah. I put out a bunch of videos about this on our social media page because I thought there was no possible way anybody could beat Concept 2 in terms of quality or price or whatever it is. And then we got in the R300s, and our fitness tech has said that in the 5, 10, 15 years he's been working on this stuff, he's seen one come back for service, which to me is more impressive than honestly any testimonial that I could ever come up with. Who came up with that product? Was it in competition with Concept 2 to begin with? Like where did that all start?
Well, obviously, when rowers began to become much more popular, and they've been around for, for decades, back when they were called ergometers, they've been around for forever, and Concept 2 was and still is kind of like the premier version of rowers. They make a wonderful product. When we decided we needed to add a rower to our product line, we started looking at, what's out there. And obviously Concept 2 is somebody that we would have targeted from a standpoint of trying to do better than them. And so we worked hard on that product. And I think the results, as you just mentioned, have shown that it's, we unfortunately don't have the name of Concept 2, and I'm sure they still sell a whole lot more rowers than I do. But we challenge people to get on, both rowers if they have the opportunity, and tell us, why they would spend more money on the concept too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the one thing that I've noticed. And again, my tech has mentioned that, when he was working for previous distributors, that, they would get on a concept too. They would get on the body solid rower, and in every single circumstance, they would choose the body solid rower because it's just it's bet in my opinion. And people may disagree. It's just a better built rower. It's 20 pounds heavier. It's built like a brick house. Like it's absolutely incredible. I'm sure there've been, iterations and changes to that, but, it's been super impressive. And so, your product development team must be like, where are these guys coming from? Are you recruiting them from like Sorenex, or like where are these guys coming from?
Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, our product development team is a cross-functional team that, I mean, there's really only a couple of people who are totally focused on product development all day.
Okay.
But for the interesting part of the product development, where we're coming up with the ideas and where we're, putting together the specs for a new product, that is a really broad group. And that can be challenging. When I say broad group, you're talking about 10, 15 people. Hmm. And what's their backgrounds? They range anywhere from a customer service person who knew nothing about fitness when we hired them, but has been on the phone with customers dealing with customer service issues for the last 5 or 10 years. There's somebody who has zero fitness background. We happen to have a lot of ex-Life Fitness people who work for us because we're in the same town of Life Fitness, as Life Fitness, particularly on the sales side. And so a lot of those folks have migrated to us. We have, I would say that, a lot of their fitness has been taught, self-taught. And when I say that, I'm talking about people who've been, they've been adults, for a long time, anywhere from, 10 to 40 years.
Nice.
And during that period of time, they're fitness enthusiasts. So you learn, and back in the day, it might have been, going to trade shows and trying everybody else's fitness equipment. Today, obviously, besides all that, there's you got Reddit, you've got so many different you got this podcast, you've got so many different resources to learn, but nothing really beats actually using it. And I one of these days I'll have to film it, but when a prototype comes in and it gets built, it's like a magnet. We've got people surrounding it and trying it out and saying, oh, this this is great, I don't like this, and we do that with every product, and it and all that feedback, and not everybody agrees either, but we get all that feedback together, and eventually we hopefully come up with a product that satisfies most everyone. We'll never satisfy everyone, we'd like to, but it's it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, it definitely shows. Last question for you. Any upcoming products or things to anticipate coming up for Body Solid as a company?
Well, let's see. I mean, I think we've been spending a lot of time, working on a couple of different functional trainers that we came out with. Nice. On the commercial side, we continue to, we've got our SPR power racks, which are really a really great rack, and mostly they've been out for a number of years now, but we've been working on developing a lot more attachments for them that will, like a lat attachment and things like that, that will allow us to, just offer a more complete product there. Recently just came out with a brand new 4-stack gym, which really just got introduced within the last couple of weeks. And it's going to be a great commercial piece for those who are looking for it.
Oh, nice.
So those are some of the things that are in the hopper right now.
I like
the rest. I can't tell you, otherwise I'd have to kill you.
I like it. Those 4-stack pieces are, the ones that I've come across have been insanely beefy. So I'll be curious what you guys are coming out with. Cause
this is a nice one. And we can get you more information on it right away if you'd like, but it is beefy, but it's also, compared to others, I think going to hit a price point that people are going to be really excited about.
Excellent. Okay. I love it. Where can people find more information about Body Solid and the all's products and offers?
Obviously, bodysolid.com is our website. It's very informative. Besides, the basic product listings, every single product page has got tech specs, It's got a manual if you want to look at it. It's got videos of usage. It's obviously got photos and, you know, pretty much anything you could think of. And then I would say follow us on various social media. We're very active on everything, easy to find. And you'll be the first to hear about new product announcements when they come out. And it'll be also an opportunity to interact with us if you so choose.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate the interview and best of luck with the company moving forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ashton.
All right. Take care.
All right. See you later.